Johannesburg 16, Pretoria, Rustenburg and Mombela 21, Sydney 20.
Nothing major on the roads. We got some delays in the Crown M2 West towards Main Reef Road and Midrand. That stationary truck on the N1 North before New Road still causing a bit of queuing traffic.
International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has dismissed claims of the persecution of white farmers in South Africa as unfounded and without any supporting data. Lamola was speaking during a media briefing on preparations for the upcoming G20 Leaders Summit. His remarks follow the departure of a group of 49 Afrikaners to the United States after being selected for resettlement as refugees.
But there's no data at all that begs that there's persecution of white South Africans or white Afrikaners, to be more particular, who are farmers. And the police statistics which they are prepared to share and release don't beg it. In fact, more farm dwellers are also affected.
In other big news at lunchtime, members of the ANC and EFF are protesting outside the East London Magistrates Court today. The parties are calling for Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso to be deported to his home country. This after he was rearrested over the weekend. It relates to alleged violations of South Africa's immigration laws. Speaking to the SABC News, EFF Central Command team member Iman Kula says Omotoso has no place in the country.
I think we're all aware that Timothy Omotoso got away due to technicalities and not that he was innocent. So what we're saying is that it speaks to a larger question of the injustices of the justice system. And so we want to say that we stand in support with victims of gender-based violence, and we want the judiciary and also the government to look into the structural inefficiencies of the justice system. Yeah.
To the Friedenberg Magistrates Court on the West Coast now, and a woman has been granted bail of 500 rand. She's accused of torching Kelly Smith's home in Middelpos in Saldanha Bay. 27-year-old Monique Kana was arrested in connection with the incident, which occurred after Smith and her co-accused were convicted of kidnapping and trafficking her 6-year-old daughter, Jocelyn. Kana returns to court on the 25th of June. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. Skukuza police have arrested a 59-year-old former ranger and a 37-year-old man for illegal hunting and trespassing in the Kruger National Park. The arrests were carried out yesterday. Rangers spotted 4 men during patrols. 2 fled and 2 were caught with snares, a warthog and impala head. Police spokesperson Tulisile Mangula says one suspect wore a ranger uniform and is already facing charges from 2021. And Tiger Brands has presented its final settlement offer in the listeriosis class action case. Attorneys representing the company's lead reinsurer have submitted the offer to the plaintiff's legal team. The case stems from the 2017 and 2018 listeriosis outbreak that claimed the lives of over 216 people. Here's the Health Department's Foster Mohale.
The Department of Health acknowledges the roles of all parties involved, including the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, Tiger Brands, Richard Spoor, and LHL attorneys, who put the sufferings of the victims and their families at the center stage during a protracted legal process.
I'm Chanel September. More news at 2.
Hey, Chanel September, before you go running away, now I know you're a Cape Townian, but this is a very interesting one. 12 years ago today, over at FMB, Soccer City, 2 concerte, 18 volgende concerte, and they were 2 nights apart. They were 2 radically different bands and shows. The one was Justin Bieber, and the other one was Bon Jovi.
Wow.
And then, on this day, 12 years ago, a gang armed with ropes, hammers, chisels, spades, etc., broke into the strong room at Soccer City and stole the combined takings from the Bieber and Bon Jovi concerts that Vardafone